In the name of God, source of all beings, eternal Word and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. I am sure we have all been to a farewell meal where, after some preliminaries, the person being farewelled has the opportunity to speak. In John chapters 13 to 17, of which today's reading, that section from chapter 17, is just a part, Jesus is also speaking to his disciples in the context of a farewell meal. And his speech goes on quite a long time. There is so much Jesus wants to say to his disciples before he leaves them and proceeds to the cross. But this is a farewell speech with a difference. Apart from its length, it is an intimate speech. What the New Testament scholar Brendan Byrne calls intrafamilial intimacy, or intimacy within the family. And the dimensions of this intimacy, this closeness, are expansive and inclusive. They are both horizontal, the intimacy between Jesus and his disciples, and vertical. Jesus' friends are drawn into that loving intimacy that Jesus has with the Father. And so, in our gospel reading today, what we are really doing is eavesdropping, as the disciples did, on Jesus' intimate speaking with his Father. And we hear about shared glory, and we hear about shared love. And the glory and the love are intertwined in the most marvellous way. We cannot tease them apart. Glory is actually mentioned 7 times in chapter 17 of John. And drawing on both the Hebrew and the Greek meaning for that word, it's about the overwhelming weightiness of the divine presence, or the powerful and radiant reality of God, both in its holy otherness and transcendence, and in its engaging nearness to human life. Love is mentioned 5 times in this very short section we have read today. As Dorothy Lee, the biblical scholar, says, in John, the divine glory is revealed as radically loving, self-giving, life-giving, and where divine glory is, there flourishes love, friendship, truth, freedom, unity, joy, peace. So much is wrapped up in both glory and love. Now, I'm not sure how many of you are Doctor Who fans, but if you know something of the Doctor Who series, then you would be familiar with the TARDIS. You know, the TARDIS that is, well, it looks like for a 1960 blue police call box. And in that TARDIS, time and space travel occur. The acronym TARDIS stands for Time and Relative Dimension in Space. And as I reflected on today's gospel, I was reminded of this TARDIS because the exterior of it appears, well, it's only a limited space. There's a call box, not all that big, but when you step inside, the whole of the interior is a separate dimension and contains an infinite number of rooms and extensions. So, although it's not quite Doctor Who, in today's gospel reading we are certainly drawn into an intimate space that is also a transcendent, infinite space. And we wonder, how can it be both? Well, I want to invite you now to step out of this time and this space into another time and space with me. Maybe you can even hear that TARDIS music, the introduction starting. So let us imaginatively step into that other time and space and arrive back at that farewell meal of 2,000 years ago. And we are going to imagine ourselves as one of the disciples around Jesus at that meal. So as a disciple, we might be thinking something like this. We have been having what seems to be a farewell meal with Jesus. Jesus has been very open with us. Yes, he seems to have been troubled at times, and we have been troubled and even confused at points also. But he has so much to tell us and seems to want us to understand what true love, divine love, is really about. We have already heard in the parable of the vine and the branches how when we are drawn into that love relationship between Jesus and his Father, that the sap of divine love flows into us. What an intimate picture this is. This relationship we have and will have with Jesus sounds so close, it's hard for our minds to grasp. We have heard that we are really beloved friends of Jesus, and more than that, that his friendship with us will end, well, in some way, in an explicit demonstration of that love in his death. But after he has left us, we are not to stay just in our close huddle, but we are to go out to talk about him. Even though we will face persecution and hatred. But along with this, there is an amazing promise as well. Jesus is not going to leave us alone. We will have his continuing presence with us in the form of the Spirit, the Paraclete. But right now, we are eavesdropping as Jesus speaks to his Father in absolute openness. Jesus is allowing us to listen in as he talks to his Father about us and his care of us and his desire that we are protected and looked after, whatever we face. And I feel like I am being drawn into something so wondrous that I have no words for it. I look around to my friends and I can see on their faces that they are also caught up in something that draws them like a magnet into that realm where love is the operating relationship principle. And it's as if there are so many mirrors reflecting the divine love that we are dazzled and befuddled by the glorious light of it all. Well, now it's time for all of us to step back into the TARDIS and arrive back here in this time and space. Well, I asked you to imagine that you were one of the disciples with Jesus. But really, of course, we don't need to stay back there in that imaginative space, do we? Because we are indeed right here, right now, each of us, one of Jesus' disciples. And what we have before us today is Jesus' prayer for us also. And this is his prayer for us at the point of his departure from his earthly ministry. This is a prayer that used to be called the High Priestly Prayer or the Prayer of the Departing Redeemer. Or perhaps, as we have had the Feast of the Ascension this week, we could call it the Prayer of the Ascending Redeemer. So what we have here, now, is the intimacy of a love relationship. One transcendent aspect of this prayer is that it takes us right back to that prologue in John chapter 1, which I'm sure you remember, to that sense of Jesus' eternal origins with the Father. He is returning to that timeless place. And also there is that intimate aspect of that love, as Jesus so powerfully revealed. One rather appealing image of this intimate relationship with God, I think, is that of St. Julian of Norwich, who talked about God as a mother, tenderly wrapping us up in love. Makes me think rather like swaddling clothes around an infant. And so the question comes to each of us. Are you aware of God's great love in yourself, of that communion of love within the Godhead? Christ wants his followers to know the joy of that love. And so the challenge for each of us is to find ways to open ourselves to the intimacy of that relationship with God that will cause our hearts to sing with joy. The great second century theologian Saint Irenaeus said, "The glory of God is a person fully alive." A person fully alive loves God and loves others, thus bringing glory to God and others. It's a wonderful picture, isn't it, that we can share in the glory of God. And Jesus reminds us that abiding in love is not a privilege that is basked in a passive way, but a love that impels us to share that love with others. We will shortly receive in the Eucharist what St. Julian of Norwich called the precious food of all true life. And from there we are to go out into the community and the world to extend the tenderness and the warmth of God's love. The Lord be with you.
Also with you.